This year's election is the first time candidates have been able to gain access to the primary ballot by gathering signatures. And while only a few candidates took advantage of the alternative path, the choice has not gone over well with some Republican leaders. KUER's Brian Grimmett reports.
Zanny Haney is a Republican candidate for State House District 57 in Utah County. In her challenge of incumbent Republican Representative Brian Green, she decided it would be best to not only try and persuade delegates at the Utah County Convention, but also to gather signatures.
Both routes were amazing, but for me, I had the opportunity in January to go out with my great volunteers, and most of us, we got the 1,000 signatures that we needed.
Ultimately, she lost at convention and failed to get the 40% of votes necessary to force a primary. But this year, because she gathered the required number of signatures, she will still appear on the primary ballot. But according to Utah County Republican Party Chairman Craig Frank, she isn't the party's candidate. Brian Green is. Frank says under the party's constitution and bylaws, only a person who gets at least 40% of the delegate votes at convention can be considered a Republican nominee.
We don't have the luxury of on a dime changing those constitution and bylaws. The outcomes of that election are what they are. These documents clearly state that somebody like Zanny doesn't have rights to that nomination from our party.
But Haney says she's just as Republican as anyone else. Former Republican Utah Governor Mike Leavitt agrees. He even spent time on Friday walking the streets of Pleasant Grove campaigning side by side with Haney.
You know, people talk about the establishment. Well, this is the establishment of the Republican Party. The insiders saying we should get to decide who runs for office. It's nonsense.
While the Utah County GOP is endorsing Green as their nominee, the state recognizes Haney as a Republican candidate, and she'll appear on the primary ballot as one. Primary election day is June 28th. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.